This is Kevin McGuire. I am the program manager and architect on the Project Barcelona team. Today I'm going to give you a demo of our most recent UI. What you see before you are all the sources that we've previously crawled. There's the Chinook Sales package server, two file servers, another package server, Chinook Data Warehouse, and three SQL Server database servers, Chinook Sales, Chinook Data Warehouse, and Inventory Feeder. This sample topology is supposed to represent a mythical music sales site. New inventory comes in at the inventory feeder. The Chinook sales packages transform the information and drop it into the Chinook sales database. The Chinook data warehouse packages then transform that information and drop it into the Chinook data warehouse database. If we drill into one of these elements, for example, the inventory feeder server, we can see the inventory feeder database, tables, and finally a set of columns. For any of those elements that we've seen, we could ask for the dependence of them. Let's ask for the dependence of the album name column. What we've done is we've queried the Barcelona metadata index and we've asked it for all the elements that directly reference that column and all the elements that are downstream data flow candidates from that album. This is a diagram showing the result set. It's telling me that in that inventory feeder database server, there are two results. The Chinook Sales package server has 11 results. The Chinook Sales database has 7 results, 20 results in the Chinook Data Warehouse package server, and 2 results in the Chinook Data Warehouse server. The green arrows represent data flow, and the black arrows represent references. You only see one black arrow because we only walk one level out for the references. So we can see that there are direct references from within the Chinook sales packages to the element within the inventory feeder, the album name within the inventory feeder. So if we wanted to, for example, rename that column, we would have to go and fix references in the Chinook sales packages. If we select the Chinook sales element, we see all the results. We see that there are 11 results in the Chinook Add Album DB1 package. We expand it, we'll see a set of input and output columns. We can click on one. We'll get a local diagram showing the relationship between that album name column in inventory feeder and that album name input or output column in the Chinook sales package. I'll explain the purpose of the more detail button later, but I'm going to click it now just to make it easier to explain this example. What we're seeing is that there's an album name output column in a package within the Chinook sales package server, and it has a direct reference to that album name column that we originally did the query on. Meanwhile, data is flowing from that album name column in inventory feeder to the package. This looks like what we would expect. Within the package, there's a reference to the table column, and the table column is flowing information to the package. Let's go back to the diagram. Interesting that we can see that there's data flow all the way from the inventory feeder server through the Chinook sales packages, through the Chinook sales database, through the Chinook data warehouse packages, to the Chinook data warehouse. Let's look at the results in the Chinook data warehouse. There is a DIM album table or view, which has two references in it. So there are two columns within that DIM album that are downstream data flow dependents on that album name column that we originally queried against. Let's pick the first one, album title. Double click it, we'll get the local diagram. Again, I'll turn on more details to start to explain this example. What we see is that album name column in inventory feeder is being referenced directly from the album name output column. And then meanwhile, there is data flow all the way through the package elements, input and output columns, through this album title table or view. There is a stored procedure with possible data flows to and from the album title. And then there is a definite data flow out of the album title all the way through these SSIS input and output columns, all the way to the album title column in the Chinook data warehouse. If we click on the less detail button, what we've done is we've grouped all the elements up to their immediate parent. This makes it easier to interpret the SSIS results because they get grouped up to the transform level. So what we see here is that there is a OLEDB source that's pulling information out of that album view. The information is getting sorted by a transform. It's getting merged by another transform. And then finally, it's being output to that view dim album, which is containing that album title column. So it's interesting that we get to see at a detail level all the steps at how the information flows all the way from a source inventory feeder database through a package, through another database, through another package, finally to this destination database. This nice global view that we can get in Barcelona. There are a few other elements in the UI around the result list. These checkboxes, which are a lightweight task management system we have, and an ability to add notes to the elements. We'll discuss these in detail in another talk. Meanwhile, this is Kevin McGuire. Thank you for your time.